Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Trump is asking the Congress to unleash a torrent of emergency economic aid to help Americans get through the coronavirus crisis that is bringing the nation's economy to a virtual standstill with mounting closures and layoffs. The administration is asking Congress for $1 trillion to carry out a variety of stimulus initiatives. According to Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, that includes sending money directly to the public.
We're looking at sending checks to Americans immediately. And what we've heard from hardworking Americans, many companies have now shut down, whether it's bars or restaurants. Americans need cash now, and the president wants to get cash now. And I mean now, in the next 2 weeks.
Meanwhile, the IRS has said it will allow businesses and taxpayers who owe the government money to defer payment for 90 days beyond April 15th, something that will cost another $300 billion for the government. Such massive stimulus harkens back to the darkest days of the 2008 financial crisis. President Trump is promising to help the tourism industry survive the economic fallout of the coronavirus pandemic. As NPR's Franco Ordonez explains, executives insist they need federal help.
The CEOs of some of the biggest hotel brands and resorts are pleading with President Trump for help. They're comparing the fallout to the 2008 financial crisis and 9/11, or worse. Chris Nassetta, the CEO of Hilton, says he's never seen anything like this.
For the first time in 100 years, Hilton has been around 100 years, we've never closed a hotel that wasn't going to be demolished for rebuilding.
MGM Resorts Chairman James Murren says 70,000 people will be put on furlough as part of plans to close all MGM resorts in Las Vegas. President Trump promised a, quote, yeoman's effort to get business back up. Franco Ordonez, NPR News, the White House.
And Nevada's governor tonight has ordered the closure of casinos and restaurants in that state to fight the spread of the coronavirus. Tourists are no longer allowed to visit much of North Carolina's Outer Banks. Naomi Prelo from member station WUNC reports on the new ban in place.
Deer County is restricting visitor access by having checkpoints at all entry points. Delivery trucks, essential personnel, permanent residents, non-resident property owners, and non-resident employees of Deer County will be the only people allowed in and only with a proper permit. This decision to close the county will significantly impact popular tourist areas like Hatteras Island, Manio, and Southern Shores. No individuals have tested positive for the coronavirus in Dare County yet. Officials are not specifying an end date to the restrictions. For NPR News, I'm Naomi Prelo in Greensboro, North Carolina.
Primaries today in Florida, Illinois, and Arizona. The Associated Press projecting former Vice President Joe Biden has won both Florida and Illinois. Polls are closing at this hour in Arizona. Stocks moved higher today. The Dow was up more than 1,000 points. You're listening to NPR. Former California Republican Congressman Duncan Hunter has been sentenced to 11 months in prison. That's after pleading guilty to misspending campaign funds. The ex-Marine's attorneys had asked for 11 months in home confinement, citing his military service, including fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan. Prosecutors had asked for 14 months in prison. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he hopes China will reconsider a decision to rescind credentials for reporters from three major U.S. news organizations. As NPR's Jackie Northam explains, those along with two other U.S. media outlets are required to hand over information to the Chinese government about their operations.
China's foreign ministry said it was effectively expelling all American journalists working for the New York Times, the Washington Post, and the Wall Street Journal, whose press credentials are due to expire at the end of this year. A foreign ministry spokesman said this was in direct retaliation for Washington recently limiting the number of Chinese state journalists working in the U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo disputed that.
The individuals that we identified a few weeks back were not media that were acting here freely. They were part of Chinese propaganda outlets. We'd identified these as foreign missions under American law.
Pompeo said he regretted China's decision to expel the journalists. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.
California Governor Gavin Newsom now says most schools in that state will remain closed for the rest of the year because of the coronavirus. Nearly all state schools in the country's most populous state have already shuttered schools in an effort to slow the spread of the virus. Newsom signed measures to allocate money for schools to keep their state funding. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.